And everything is a consequence to develop the body citta. One did not listen to the teaching, and that is to think that in order to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings, what had been our mother from the beginning of time, and we are going to strive and we are going to practice the Dharma through listening, reflecting, and meditation.
Pratiquer le Dharma à travers l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation.
Tattvam bhayam tapajyoga sanje chomdin de chisunde kipa che chomke nishe thante dunatam
nindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindindall the teachings, all the teachings, all the teachings which related with the Vedic Mahayana or the Hinayana, taught by the skillful and the perfect and the genuine teacher, that is Buddha, they are all a remedy or antidote against the conflicting emotion or the klesha.
Et tous les enseignements, que ce soit ceux du Mahayana ou du Hinayana, qui ont été donnés par le maître parfait et habile, sont destinés à détruire les émotions et les cinq poisons.
Since Rinpoche said that the root of the sufferings and its causes, that is the conflict emotion or the klesha, is the idea of the self or idea of the I. Yeah. And since it is so, this idea of the given up can be given up, can be abandoned completely because of the or by the practice of the Dharma.
Et la racine de toutes les souffrances et ce sont les émotions perturbatrices et elles peuvent être abandonnées complètement par la pratique du Dharma.
No, now the question is arises that since, yes, through the practice of the Dharma, of the true Dharma, one can give up, one can abandon all the sufferings and the kleshas. So now this next question is that whether the kleshas and the sufferings, do they really exist or not? Do they really they have their own inherent existence or not? So this we have to know.
Et la question était de savoir si on pouvait abandonner les émotions. La question suivante est de savoir si ces émotions existent réellement, si elles ont une entité intrinsèque.
Et là, donna dembar trupe kaptan, donna jumata kaptan, donna namkatar tabu kapson.
And concerning the sufferings, also Rinpoche says it has three stages or three space, three phases or three levels. Yes. And the first level is suffering as existence. And the second level, the suffering is existent but as a false existence, like the dream or like the magical illusion. And then third level, somebody else, Duma. Yes. Tapa. And the third level is the suffering. You know, and the suffering is like the completely pure, yes, like the space.
Et il y a trois niveaux, trois manières de considérer la souffrance. La première, c'est que la souffrance existe réellement. La deuxième, c'est que elle existe, mais comme quelque chose de faux, comme un rêve. Et la troisième, c'est qu'elle est complètement pure, qu'elle est comme le ciel.
Tene donga denba trupa kabde karasana semchi nam je tanda semchi nam tumba ni je tum ma to hen ngobo la denba ri hen ba yana donga la denba donga rang ye me pe tum ma to te donga la denba ri hen pe kab so tene donga denba trupa kabas.
And the level where the suffering is true existent is that the beings in the level where they do not realize this, the suffering is not inherently existence. So, and then they cling to the suffering as a true existence by not knowing that it doesn't have its own inherent existence. At that level is called the level where suffering is existent.
Les êtres qui ressentent la souffrance ne comprennent pas que cette souffrance en soi n'existe pas et ils saisissent cette souffrance. Et donc c'est le niveau où la souffrance est une existence pour les êtres.
Tene donga denba trupa kapsa na denba yerebe se na denba mena ya nando ke denba himba wan ke denba trupa tatuna.
So then if one wonders that Do really these sufferings exist, has an inherent existence at the level where they, at this level, yes. So, Rinpoche says that, in fact, there have never been existence, inherently existence. And however, due to our concept or our idea of sufferings, they always exist, they always exists as some with some entities, true. They exist like they seems to be a true existence.
Et si on se demande si ces souffrances existent réellement, elles existent à travers le concept que l'on en a, et donc par cette saisie ont une existence réelle.
Tene donga denba trupa kavam, donga denba tadana kate.
And the level where the suffering seems to be as suffering, or suffering seems to be as a false existence, is like the suffering that we experience in the dream. This level is compared with the suffering in the dream. Suffering in the dream. And the level where the suffering seems to be existence, which means a false existence. It's like this, the suffering that we experience in the dream. Mm-hmm.
Et le niveau où ces souffrances semblent existantes est comme le niveau que l'on expérimente dans le rêve. Ce sont comme des souffrances que l'on aurait en rêve.
Penamalanto dadante bedonata. Dwadan trava sojidona te tene dembar menaya.
For example, when we experience sufferings because of the enemy that we face with, and because of the friend that we separated, though these sufferings is not true existence, is not real. However, due to clinging or due to idea, clinging to this idea of suffering, yes, as true existence, and we experience this.
Par exemple, quand on expérimente la souffrance de s'affronter à des ennemis ou d'être séparé d'amis, cette souffrance n'existe que par la saisie du concept que l'on en a, et on expérimente donc cette souffrance.
Dordona, ta tomba ni de tomba, tope, semjin nange, donate, denbar kembe, namdole, tente, soin bate, tene kibakati.
So in brief, Rinpoche says it is important to know that the suffering that all the beings experience is just due to not being able to realize the ultimate truth or the voidness, and due to that, because of this, and they cling to the idea of the they cling to the yes, to something as a suffering, as a real existence.
Donc il est important de comprendre que la souffrance qu'expérimentent tous les êtres est due au fait qu'ils ne reconnaissent pas la nature, la réalité ultime, la vacuité, est due au fait qu'ils saisissent cette idée de souffrance.
Tene donga gyoma tavatan, donga manam mohi batavine kapte, tene tomba nyeje tonga sumbo toko kapsele.
Then the level where one recognizes suffering, yes, or one realizes the suffering as a magical illusion or as like the dream, is the level where one achieves the realization of voidness or shunyata.
Et le niveau où les êtres expérimentent la souffrance comme semblable à un rêve est le niveau où ils expérimentent la vacuité shunyata.
Pena manam je kapso tene dratan tepa tepa dunga tan ni da traba so ju dunga so na manam mo kepa yena tene dunga je so ju dunga.
For example, at the moment when we experience suffering in the dream because of separating or separation from the friends, and because of the enemies that we meet with or we face to. At that very moment, if one realizes, one becomes aware of the dream, so instantaneously one becomes free from the suffering.
Par exemple, si on expérimente en rêve la souffrance d'être séparé d'amis ou d'affronter des ennemis, au moment où l'on est conscient que c'est un rêve, on est libéré, libre de la souffrance.
Penamananto dādān te bātān yīn dā trāvā nāma sōnā dōngā jīzī jē jōjīn sōkū nāma yōrā jōjīn sōkū nāma yīn mātā.
So in the dream Rinpoche says that
jōjīn jē nāma yōrā
kārī kāpsu
mālān tō dādān te bātān
Yes, when we recognize the dream, as Rinpoche gave the example that at the moment when we experience the suffering because of the enemies to meet, facing the enemies and separating from the friends. And though there is appearance still, you know, that something appears as a friend and something appears as a the just appearance is there, but still, and the cause and the condition of the suffering still appears. And yet, since we don't have the concept or the idea of something as a friend or enemy, so one doesn't experience the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
though the appearances of means at the level when we recognize the dream, we recognize the dream, though the appearances of the cause and the conditions which created suffering for us just before the recognition of the dream, the appearance is there, but still now suffering is no more. There's no more suffering because we have no more any clinging to the things as a true existence.
Donc au moment où l'on reconnaît que c'est un rêve, quoique les causes et les conditions, les apparences d'amis et d'ennemis soient toujours là, puisqu'il n'y a plus la saisie de cette idée, la souffrance disparaît.
Tena tutok telo pecha nawe mingi kembe chen song yores nawa ke donga zoge yomare tela kemba songa donga zoge.
So as the great yogi Tilopa also said that it's not the appearances of the phenomena that bind us, but the clinging to them as a real existence, that the thing which binds us, which binds us or which creates, which gives us this suffering.
Et le grand yogi Tilopa a dit que ce n'était pas les apparences des phénomènes qui nous liaient, qui nous attachaient, mais c'était la saisie de... It was a clinging.
To the, yeah, real, to
de ces, la saisie de ces phénomènes comme réels qui nous créaient la souffrance.
Tena, ta tomba nye jeton, ta oba yena, donna te mlan mwa kipandra, mlan mwa kipa, kipa kapsu donna sonwa na yinyon to gure tis hena, dame batan tomba nye jeton gomba la, gabata kloba chinda gure.
And when you realize the non-self, the non-existence of the self, or the voidness, so that at that time, then the sufferings become like the suffering, sufferings in the dream, when we recognize that it is a dream. So that's the reason one has to, in order to transcend the sufferings, it is obligatory to realize the non-self, and the voidness.
Quand nous réalisons la non-intégrité intrinsèque du soi et la vacuité, les souffrances disparaissent comme quand on reconnaît le rêve. Pour cette raison, pour se séparer de la souffrance, il faut réaliser la non-entité intrinsèque du soi, la vacuité.
Tenez, ta sombaté, tenez, donna manka tata, bakate, kadurezana, tenez, sanje, tu kompate, bakate.
So the third level, where the suffering is completely pure, like this space, is that level where the beings achieve Buddhahood.
Et le troisième niveau où la souffrance est complètement pure, comme le ciel, est le niveau où les êtres réalisent l'état de Bouddha.
Te sanje de combat de kapso rangne ne donga de nawa tan donga de kemba nika me donga de nawa tan tela donga de kemba nika ye.
And when one achieves Buddhahood, then both the appearances of the sufferings and the clinging to something as a suffering or attachment to something as a suffering, both no more exist, both of them.
Quand on atteint l'état de Bouddha, les apparences, les apparences, à la fois les apparences et à la fois la saisie de la souffrance, les deux disparaissent.
Dor de nata donga je nawa tan kele donga de kemba nika ye pa te so su che wo ne ka so yes.
So in brief, Rinpoche says that the level, where one has both the appearances of the suffering and the clinging to it as a true existence as well, is the level where is the ordinary level, beings, when the beings are in the ordinary level.
Et le niveau où il y a les apparences de la souffrance et la saisie des choses en tant que souffrance est le niveau des êtres ordinaires.
So according to Mahayana Uttarakhanda Shastra or Yulama, this level is called the level of ordinary beings.
Et selon le Gulama, ce niveau est appelé le niveau des êtres ordinaires.
Tene donga je nawa yo la tela donga de kemba me pa te papa sanjo sindene ka tsela.
And then the level where though the appearances of the sufferings is there, yet there is no any clinging to it as reality or as a true existence. This level is the level of the bodhisattvas, the noble beings.
Et le niveau où il y a encore les apparences de la souffrance, mais où il n'y a plus la saisie de la souffrance, est le niveau des bodhisattvas.
Dordana dame batan tomba nyeje tomo son to tokne.
So in brief, this is the level where one directly realizes the non-self and the voidness.
Et en résumé, c'est le niveau où on réalise directement
the non-self and the voidness.
La non-entité intrinsèque et la vacuité.
Tene donga donga namkha tatakpe sanje jine kapso tene donga jina wa tang khenpa mepe donga jina yin nika mepe ne kapte kongde khepa yinzo sanje jine.
So the level of the Buddha is the level, as Rinpoche said, he has already explained, that it is the level where both appearances of the suffering and the clinging to it as a true existence are no more exist.
Et le niveau, l'état de Bouddha est le niveau où à la fois les apparences de la souffrance et la saisie de ces phénomènes comme ayant une réalité intrinsèque ont disparu.
Tenez, tendrave, l'ambassade de l'état de Chine, tenez, demain, d'embarmer par un
So, in this way, if one understands the three levels of the sufferings, the suffering is at three levels, yes. Then one will realize, one will understand that the suffering has no true existence or no inherent existence.
Et si l'on comprend que cette souffrance a trois niveaux, à ce moment-là, on comprend que la souffrance n'a pas de réalité en soi.
Je n'ai pas de sanjé du chungor tambo, korba kapsa tambo, donga son yore, donga dembat. Denba tropa tardo songba te yanga tene dongal jika che chok te dongal ange me pa denba sepe songba songba che dere.
So in fact, the Buddha said the reason why Buddha has taught that the suffering is a true existence while turning the wheel of the first wheel of the Dharma, because the aim of this teaching was first to make the being frightened with the sufferings, and so that they can go ahead, advance, in higher level.
Et Rinpoche dit que la raison pour laquelle le Bouddha a enseigné la réalité de la souffrance quand il a tourné la roue du Dharma pour la première fois est que les êtres puissent avoir peur et ensuite aller au-delà de ce niveau.
Tena tambo dona denpa trope tso de so de dona langika kies.
So in brief, Rinpoche says Buddha has first by teaching he make the beings frightened, yes, from the suffering with suffering, yes, teaching as suffering as a true existence. So that they can try to get rid of suffering, so that they can understand, yes, the nature of the suffering. And then the second level that he introduced the suffering as a magical illusion, as a dream, not real existence, not true existence. And then finally, suffering is like complete pure, like the space.
Donc le premier niveau où la souffrance est enseignée dans la première quand le Bouddha a tourné pour la première fois la roue du Dharma, la souffrance est enseignée comme réelle pour que les êtres puissent avoir peur de la souffrance et chercher à s'en débarrasser. Et le deuxième niveau, il considère les souffrances comme le rêve ou une illusion magique. Et ensuite au troisième niveau, la souffrance est complètement pure.
Namdo
So these three levels of the suffering, the same three levels, we can apply for to concept also, thought and concept. And the level, for example, the good level, where one is completely under the control of the concept, completely overpowered by the concept. And then the second level is that the level where one understands and realizes the concept are not true, it's like a dream. And then the third level is the concept are pure. There's no concept like the space.
On peut appliquer ces trois niveaux au concept et aux pensées. Le premier niveau, les concepts ont une réalité. Le deuxième niveau, ils sont considérés, ils sont réalisés comme un rêve. Et le troisième niveau, il n'y a plus de concept, ils sont purs comme l'espace.
So the first level is the level where beings, by because of not realizing, and that because of not realizing the non-self or shunyata or voidness, so they are completely overpowered by the thought and the concept.
Dans le premier niveau, les êtres n'ayant pas réalisé le non-soi et la vacuité sont complètement prisonniers de leur concept.
Tena pena malan la jana malan do dadan the patanyin da tala soje dunga chong na nam do ka rawang me pa nam do ko wang ki rawang me pa
so this is like the one who's experiencing the suffering in the dream because of the separation from the friends and meeting with the enemies, by not knowing that it is doing.
Et cela correspond au stade où on rencontre des amis, on est séparé d'amis dans le rêve, où on rencontre des ennemis, et par le fait de ne pas reconnaître que cela est un rêve.
For example, Rinpoche says, in our ordinary level, when we practice Dharma, whether through listening, reflecting, and meditation, and and when we do it, and with the idea, or with a wish, yes, an idea and thought that we would make ourselves perfect first. So this level is like also is yeah like the level where we are always guided by the thought and the concept, or we are always led by thought and the concept.
Par exemple, dans ce premier niveau. En écoutant le Dharma, en réfléchissant et en méditant sur le Dharma, on pense que l'on le fait pour se rendre parfait. C'est le signe qu'on est mené, guidé par les concepts.
So these concepts, this idea that to make oneself perfect through listening, reflecting and meditation, in fact, it creates an obstacle for the following the path of Dharma.
Et cette idée de se rendre parfait par l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation sur le Dharma est un obstacle sur le chemin.
Che par de gom dia ba kap sa na to pa nyam nyong ki na to pa tum bo chen ji zo sa da nam do te ke te ne to pa ta nyam nyong na pa chi chen ta.
And especially or particularly when we practice meditations, so the idea at this level is the idea of that through meditation, when we the wish that to make oneself a very realized, a highly realized being, and a very highly realized being as a very supreme beings through the meditations. So this idea or this wish or this thought or concept, whatever you say, is a great, a very big obstacle, yes.
Particulièrement quand on médite.
Obstacle for the realization.
particulièrement quand on médite, l'idée de devenir un être hautement réalisé. Cette idée, ce désir ou ce concept est spécialement un grand obstacle à la réalisation.
So in order to remove this idea, you know, the idea of making oneself, or the wish to make oneself as a supreme, as a highly realized being, can be removed, can be eradicated only by the meditation on the non-self existence of self or non-self.
Et cette idée, ce désir de devenir un être hautement réalisé, ne peut être supprimé que par la méditation sur le
non-soi.
So the second level, when we instead of we being controlled by the overpowered by the thought and the concept, but we control, we gain a control over the thought and the concept. Is the level where we realize the ultimate truth or the voidness and the nonsense.
Et le, au deuxième niveau, nous ne sommes plus dominés par les concepts.
Directly, non-self or the shunyata, voidness directly. Though there are the appearance of the thought and the concept, however, and they are ineffective, and they no more can control over us, and no more can overpower us. We can one can be overpowered by them.
Et quand nous réalisons ceci, il y a encore des apparences, des idées et des concepts, mais elles ne nous dominent plus et nous ne sommes plus sous leur contrôle.
At the level where we gain a complete control over the thought and the concept is like the level where we recognize the dreamer.
Et le moment où nous contrôlons complètement les pensées et les concepts est le niveau où nous reconnaissons le rêve.
And at this level, in the dream, when we recognize that it is a dream, though still there is appearances of the thought and the concept of something as a being. Still, we know the nature, we understand the nature of it. And so, we can then we gain the control over them.
Et quand nous reconnaissons le rêve, il y a encore les apparences, des concepts et des pensées, mais nous pouvons, nous reconnaissons leur nature et nous pouvons les contrôler.
So third level, that where the body thoughts and the concept become like a space, completely pure, is the level of the Buddha.
Et le troisième niveau, où les concepts deviennent comme l'espace, complètement pur, est le niveau où l'on atteint l'état du Bouddha.
So when one achieves Buddhahood, so then one becomes completely free from even from the most subtle thought and the concept.
Et quand on atteint l'état de Bouddha, on devient complètement pur du concept ou de la pensée, même la plus subtile.
On a sangé la namdo tragin travaillamé, la sentinje ton tétardé, namdo mena et sentinje ton désorté, te patientiez la macabre de la démission.
So then, if one wonders that if Buddha has no thought and a concept, and how, then how he can act for the benefit of the being, how he can work for the benefit of the being. So this question is answered in the Yu Lama, and how, the way Buddha act or work for the benefit of the being without having any concept, any thoughts, without thought and concept.
Et dans le Bulama, la question est posée de savoir comment le Bouddha peut agir pour le bien de tous les êtres s'il n'a aucune pensée et aucun concept.
Tene namto chur chur ta namto le chur chur te ya pu di ki na tene tambe namba sanje tu chu de ninga ki.
So the way namto chur chur so
namto namto ku
oh, yes, the way, due to concept and thought. You know, if one knows and understands, yes, the way, the thought and the concept, due to thought and the concept, one get, what do you call, bewildered, or one get confused, yes. And the way one get, how to obtain is freedom from the thought and the concept. If one knows these two things, it's 2 points, and what you say then, and then one knows all the not all, the real, the essence of the Dharma, yes, of the Buddha, Buddha's teaching.
Et si l'on comprend la manière, pourquoi on devient, comment on devient complètement confus, du fait des concepts et des pensées, et comment se débarrasser de ces concepts, on connaît l'essence du Dharma.
Tene namto trodori ki na chuchin ne, namba sanje be chuchin ne, te shibi junsen karayasa na, te junsen te namdo ka rawaan maya par chulpe ne kapso, namdo ka rawaan maya par chulchen, dunga je dunga kapso, khova sevare, namdo le trodori ken,
yes, the reason why, by knowing these two things, one understand the essential point or the key point of the Buddha's teaching, because through this one knows that one can understand that, and how it is called samsara, yes, trapped in samsara when we don't. When we are not free from the concept, and how it is called nirvana when we are free from the concept and the thought. These two things are, you know, one understands these two levels.
Et quelqu'un qui comprend les choses, comprend les points essentiels du Dharma, les points essentiels du Dharma, il comprend comment c'est appelé le samsara quand on est soumis au concept, et comment c'est appelé le nirvana.
So that's the a brief explanation, yes, on the on the nature of this sufferings and the concept.
C'est une explication brève sur la nature de la souffrance et des concepts.
So the one of the means or the ways or method to which to bring, yes, the old thought and the concept under one's control is the meditation on Shine.
Et une des manières de contrôler les pensées est la méditation de Shine.
Et Jumsen Karasana Sintien Thoma Mepan Namdo Go Wang de Jonan Trubatan. Trubatan. Chepatan Sangatu Kapje, Tene Namien Hindo Chimbu Wang, Tene Namdo Go Trubayo.
The reason why Buddha says that generally all the beings from the beginningless of time, they are confused, confused, or they are bewildered because of thought and the concept, as they are trapped by thought and the concept. And particularly in the modern world, beings are more confused and more they are trapped by more thoughts and the concept.
Et généralement, depuis les temps sans commencement, tous les êtres sont confus, sont trompés par les pensées. Et plus spécialement, de nos jours, les êtres sont encore plus confus.
So, Rinpoche says through the meditation on the Shinne, and when our thought and the concept are pacified, so then one would feel the, one would experience the clarity, yes. And because of this clarity, and our this will develop, yes, our wisdom of reflecting, learning, reflecting and meditation.
Par la méditation de Shinne, les pensées étant apaisées, on développe la clarté et on développe la sagesse de l'écoute, de la réflexion et de la méditation.
So Rinpoche says that since Shinne is very important for the pacification of the thought and the concept, and Lama, the three Lamas, Lama Ujjain and Lama Sharaf and Lama Demba, they will teach you, they will teach you and walk with you on Shinne, turn by turn in every avenue.
Puisque la pacification des pensées par la méditation de Shinne est très importante, tous les deux jours, la Macheram, la Maudienne et la Matampa, nous méditerons avec eux sur Shinne.
For six days. And concerning the Shinne, Rinpoche says, Rinpoche said that he has requested each of the three lamas to give a different technique or techniques or method of the meditation on Shinne.
Et Rinpoche a demandé à ces trois lamas de nous donner différentes techniques de la méditation de Shinne.
Rinpoche says that if there are many, when we have many, several years, or different method or techniques for meditation, Shinne meditation, then our Shinne meditation will be very progressive, would be very effective, yes.
Et si nous avons différentes méthodes de faire cette méditation de Shinne, notre méditation sera plus, sera très efficace.
And then Mr. Fonso Shuni will explain you about the principal view of the, no, so the view of the Mahayana, the text of Mahayana Uddhava Tantra or Gila, during 1 hour, for 1 hour.
François Chenic expliquera une heure par jour les différents points
du Lama.
And not only that, Mr. Professor Shuni, but also he also very expert and very very learned in the Western philosophy and Western philosophy and religion.
Et François Shuni est également expert en les philosophies occidentales, les philosophies religieuses.
Tene chepardo tene namba tadok kone je lama zavatan deva tu sokora ransane lo jo ya buzu baris.
And particularly as far as the Mahayana philosophies, as particularly about the Yu Lama text is concerned, and we say that he has studied with him many times.
Et il a étudié de nombreuses fois avec Rinpoche la philosophie du Mahayana et ce texte du Lama.
Oui,
du Lama.
Tena koran ke ne gelam tab korte dorte tikeno ke jero mukodero ba kato ne kote wo ya poyen
presan de so so that's why Rinpoche say that he thinks and he hopes that it will be more easy to understand for you understand the real philosophical view of the text Mahayana Uddha Tantra Shastra direct in your own language without depending on the translation.
Et Rinpoche espère, pense que ce sera plus facile pour nous de comprendre au début de ce texte puisqu'il n'y aura pas de traducteur, ce sera exposé directement en notre langue.
Tene che parto ye che la so pe chulo jenda ga ta ba tene ya ge la ma la ta so ye pa ta so kumke ye ki gres.
Not only that, and he also has a knowledge, he knows that about the all the different essential points philosophical views in Christianity also, which corresponds, which goes in parallel with the view and the view philosophical view of the text of Yu Lama.
Et particulièrement, on connaît les vues qui correspondent au texte du Yu Lama dans la religion chrétienne.
Koran Sanskrit.
And then he is he knows Sanskrit language also.
Et il connaît aussi le Sanskrit.
Tene koran mo nyam nyong jing te in to kan ka pe to in de re.
And since he is experienced, has a lot of experience, and Rinpoche say that he would be very beneficial for many people.
Et comme il a beaucoup d'expérience, ce sera très bénéfique pour beaucoup de personnes.
Tene koran so al kya to kan ka.
And so then from the students also they should take the
lecture,
you know, all the
lecture to do
all the
lecture,
you know, the positive aspect or from should collect his all the positive aspect of the different philosophy with him through studying with him.
Et donc en étudiant avec lui nous pouvons saisir tous les aspects
positive aspects of it. Positive aspects of the
different philosophies. And the concern Rinpoche himself, and at the same time, at from 9 o'clock, he would like to give, every morning at 9 o'clock, he would like to give a teaching, explain the Mahayana Sutra Alankara, the text.
Et tous les matins à 9h, Rinpoche nous expliquera le texte du Dodegen.
Tene gonda tambo toni korda tene jiso samuna doko higinis
gonda la hera. So in the evening
anima tolo gonda yo mare kono bake
samuna the first jiso no, so
tambo toni kor tene sakin da samuna doko
during the first 6 days the three lamas will be will be working with you on Shine, and then after that, Rinpoche said that he would like, then he would give in every evening, yes, he would give explanation on the meditation on voidness, and later Samunandana.
Et à part les six premiers jours où les trois lamas nous expliqueront les méthodes de Shine, ensuite Rinpoche nous expliquera les méditations et la méditation sur la vacuité, et ensuite il exposera le Dhamma Nandini.
Tenez l'autre va tenir bien bien que son dague compte. Tenez d'autres qui ne sont rien que le bois de tenir, ça va tenir, tenir, tenir.
Then I, the translator, Tembagyan, yes, we'll give you grammar lessons, and also as Rinpoche asked me to translate the text. The Dodikyan, yes, on the blackboard, as we did last time, last year, yes.
And the co-traducteur,
Tampala,
Okay. Tene gelong jimba jam soke, tene tapas soke, yela kres.
Also, kuyita ya. Also, and gelong jimba jam so will teach, give a Tibetan lesson for the beginners.
Et le gelong jimba jam so donnera des cours de tibétain pour les débutants.
Oh, tene tene. Tene ya kaje je, konso lojong tene ma lojong so kres.
Also,
kaje.
Also, and also
lojong tene.
Bogut.
And
some of the students in Buddhist sense would like to, they would like, they like, yes, to study Lojong Tundinma, or seven, what do you call it, the seven mind, seven mental, seven point mind practice,
Lojong
Tundinma, the seven point mind practice.
Et certains les étudiants voudraient étudier le texte sur les sept points de la pratique spirituelle.
And
those who wish to, those who want to like to study this text that's called Lojong Tundinma, the seven mind points, seven points on the mind practice. Yes. And Rinpoche said that he would ask Lama Kiki to teach you and help you.
Et donc ceux qui veulent étudier ce Lojong Tundinma peuvent le faire avec Lama Kiki.
Oh, tene. Et un parenthèse que le Lojong Tundinma, un parenthèse qui est quelque chose.
And then if one, if those who want to study it in French, then of course again. We have to look for somebody who can help you in French.
Donc ceux qui veulent étudier en anglais peuvent le faire avec Lama Kiki, et ceux qui veulent étudier en français doivent chercher quelqu'un.
Oh yeah.
So now we will do meditation for you today. Yes.